the rest of the story. You could have found artist Charles Morin, M-O-R-I-N, practically anywhere the light was right, beside a quiet country lane in the south of France, on the seacoast at sunset, or a Paris street corner at dawn. He would often sit in the same place from early in the morning until late in the afternoon, hunched in front of his canvas beneath the vast brim of his hat. His concentration was furious, an observer once noted, and his imagination was boundless. A friend would later recall Charles Morin parked imperiously before a rather dull landscape, only to draw closer to the canvas and see represented there a massive, marvelous, imaginary mountain range rising dramatically in the distance. Charles Morin loved brilliant, bright colors, and he improved upon nature with their assistance. I feel sorry for the poor Browns, he once said, adding his hopes for a palette in heaven upon which orange and vermilion would be among the more dismal colors. Charles Morin was a prolific painter. In his beloved English manor house, the walls were smothered and spare rooms inundated with his work, and yet he was possessed of a curious aversion to two things which artists the world over passionately pursue, exhibiting and selling. His paintings had been shown in Paris and in the Royal Academy of London, but it was not until the 1950s that a collection of his art toured the United States. The exhibitions were a phenomenal success, particularly at the Metropolitan Museum in New York, which, despite the heaviest snowstorm in years, welcomed the largest crowds in its history. As a result of his friendship with J.C. Hall of Hallmark, Charles Morin permitted that company to reproduce 20 oil paintings for frameable prints, posters, calendars, greeting cards, landscapes, mostly titles like Palladian Bridge, Winter Sunshine, Venice. Charles Morin once said he preferred painting landscapes to portraits, quote, because a tree doesn't complain that I haven't done it justice. But there are four paintings by Morin which do not appear in the Hallmark series or anywhere else. They have quite, in fact, disappeared. They were landscapes exhibited in Paris in 1921 and sold on the spot. The price, £30 each. The current owner or owners, utterly unknown. And thus, this broadcast, to whom it may concern. If you possess an oil painting signed Charles Morin, M-O-R-I-N, it is far more valuable than you know. For you see, strictly speaking, there is no Charles Morin. That's an alias, a brush name, as it were, for an artist who wanted his work to be loved for itself. It was not until the American tour of the Metropolitan and the Smithsonian and the Nelson Gallery and so on that art lovers were told the artist's true identity. For those four missing, misunderstood paintings, which comprise the priceless lost art of Charles Morin, are actually somebody else's. They are the early paintings of a painter who embarked upon his craft in 1915, inspired by the chance discovery of a paint set belonging to one of his children. Now, you're going to remember the British statesman who sought and found solace and spiritual renewal in art. For Charles Morin had another name. And the other name was Winston Churchill. And now you know the rest of the story.